I definitely think that, I mean, I guess I didn't tell you what the upsides are of remote learning. And I am seeing there are some students who thrive in a remote environment. I don't know that I would have seen that so much. There are students who, you know, that the social anxiety is too much for them. And so they love the opportunity to be at home in the space that makes them feel comfortable and get their job done. And, you know, they appreciate, their parents appreciate having a little sister or brother, you know, they can look after them. I don't think we spend enough time as educators. Well, we're always trying to look at the whole child, but I think sometimes we forget about just how much responsibility each person has in their life, and that remote learning offers, you know, just like it offers me the opportunity to go throw a load of laundry in the 4 seconds between one class and another, it offers a parent the opportunity for their child to watch another sibling. And there are some benefits there. And I don't think I really spent a lot of time thinking about that in March. And now I'm not sure that it's worth what it's sacrificed, what we're losing, but I do see where it's helpful. And I do sometimes wonder if there's a model, you know, will we change now? Will we all get our shot and the vaccine happens and New York City tries to get itself back together. Will the new normal, once this is over, will we have learned something from this, and will we envision a school family life that is a bit more forgiving and understanding of people's individual needs? And will we as educators try and be even more, I mean, like we try so hard to be pretty accommodating, but are there ways where we can be even more accommodating in this new, you know, once we return? And if the answer is no, or if the answer is yes, could it be for us too, as teachers, you know, is it possible that I could say one day, you know what, hey, my kids have something going on. I'm going to do a self-paced digital class today, and, you know, I'll be available for questions on phone, but I'm going to check it after. And I'm in a place in the unit where that's what I should be doing anyway. Is it okay if I don't come in? Imagine.